Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, story here from the Kansas City Star. Board members claim it is God's will.
Oh, come on.
Board members of a local Christian school, this is from the Star, these are not my words. Board members of a local Christian school are knowingly choosing to relocate to a site surrounded by more than a dozen registered sex offenders, according to a parent with children who attend the school. The school board did not tell parents that 13 sex offenders either live or work near their new location before announcing the upcoming move, according to Katie Fetzer. And board members of Blue Ridge Christian School have dismissed her concerns and moved ahead with the plan. Quoting here from Katie Fetzer, who is the founder of a nonprofit aimed at preventing and stopping the exploitation and child sex abuse. She says, and I quote, "They have hunkered down. The parents have not been publicly notified that their children and school are going to be within the range of sex offenders." The private school, with about 80 students from kindergarten through 12th grade, will move from its two sites, one in Belton, one in Raymore, to a location near South Kansas City. The new location, according to the board, will allow the school to consolidate all the students, K through 12, into one building instead of housing lower grades in Belton and the upper grades in Raymore. The Star's Judy Thomas delved into the controversial decision, which the school has said was, quote, what God would have us do at this point in time.
Look, I'm not making fun of anyone's religious preferences. I am truly not. But how come when a mistake or an oversight happens, the default is, well, this is what God wanted. God did not want your children going to school next to a dozen registered sex offenders. God wanted you to do a Google search before you bought the building.
Probably true.
Did they specify the radius within, or like?
I'm looking, Sam, and I will look up the registry. This is just off of 83rd Street. I've got the map pulled up right in front of me.
Now, is it 13 sex offenders within 1,000 feet or within 15 miles?
It just says that live and work in or near the area.
Because I pulled up the map of registered sex offenders in Kansas City.
This is off of 85th and Blue Ridge Boulevard.
And there's a lot.
Okay, so, Sam, this was a question I had for Scott off the air. Help me here. Look through some of the addresses because I've done stories on this before. There are sometimes apartment buildings where the manager of the apartment agrees to allow sex offenders to live there, or there's a halfway house nearby. So there's a bunch of them congregated in what looks like a bunch of different addresses. Mm-hmm. But depending on the layout of the apartment complex, it could be the same address.
So I've zoomed out on the map so that I can see all the way from Park Hill down to 50 Highway, so 135th Street, roughly.
Okay.
And granted, the dots they're pretty large on the map, but there's not a lot of green space. The blue dots are where they work, the red dots are where they live, and the map is covered. Absolutely covered. My point being, where would you put it that it's not going to be around 15 sex offenders?
And that may be a fair point. That may be a fair point.
I mean, you can go out to Buckner. Buckner has three. You can go out there, and then you only have three.
And good luck getting all the kindergartens and first graders out there.
Yeah.
I'm looking up 8524 Blue Ridge.
And what a sad commentary on who we are as people, that you're looking at a map of sex offenders, and the map is fully covered.
But that's
sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking, is it possible that there is some sort of apartment complex where they are all housed?
Or to Sam's point, there's nowhere to go.
What makes me mad is the lack of transparency with the parents. Just come out and say, we goofed. We thought that this old church building would be a great place to locate a school. In hindsight, we should have looked at the registry. Who would have known that there were this many dots blaring red near where our children are going to learn? But we are doing everything we can to ensure safety, you know, when you drop your children off. This is sort of out in the sticks, so I'm guessing there's not going to be a lot of kids walking to and from school. Like, they could have handled it a million different ways and said, look, we are sorry, but we are certain that the kids are going to be safe, and here's why. Instead, they go, well, God wanted us to live next to sex offenders. Give me a break. No, if that is your belief, that is malarkey, and you know it. If you believe whatever faith this is, and I don't know, that's malarkey. Just call it what it is. You didn't search.
But to Sam's point about the map that he was looking at from Park Hill all the way to 50 Highway being literally littered with blue and red dots, where they live, where they work, tell me a school in the entire city that's not near sex offenders.
Well, and that's why I want to know the radius, because if we're looking at a multiple mile radius,
no,
there isn't one.
That would be unfair.
If we're looking at in the 1,000-foot radius, there might be like three or four schools that aren't within 1,000 feet of a sex offender.
This does bring up a wider topic. When you are searching for a home, you are told to do your due diligence. The real estate agents will – there's actually something that you sign now when you buy or sell a house, that we are not responsible as your real estate agent for tracking down whether there's a violent offender in your area. And you sign something saying you will do that research. So we're all sort of conditioned to do that when you buy private property as a residence.
Right.
Think about it, Scott. If you are buying a commercial property, let's say you want to open an ice cream store. How many people really think, oh, we should probably look up the sex offender registry if we're going to open up an arcade? I bet you most people, when it comes to commercial property, don't think to look. You're looking for, does the HVAC work? How old's the roof? How many students can we hold here? How much is it going to cost to bring this up to code? You're looking at those things. I think it's probably more often than not, people forget to look, which is why they should have just been transparent.
But let me just show you my neighborhood, okay, in Shawnee.
Yeah, you don't want to look this stuff up.
Those are all the registered sex offenders in that neighborhood, okay?
Yeah.
And there's probably a little more than a half a dozen. There are no fewer than four schools in that area.
Okay. When does your radar go up? For all of our listeners in your own neighborhood, you know, they can't be within 500 feet or something of a school, but within your own neighborhood, is it six blocks? I don't have little kids walking to and fro anymore. So I'm, you know, not that sex offenders can't be violent
and
rapists.
And I'm not excusing any of these
No. But I'm asking you, like, radius wise, what are you comfortable with? I think for most people, it's like, what, four blocks, would you say?
There's eight schools already in the area of where this school is going.
Then they should have led with that in their statement.
That's a fair point.
We are proud to be one of nine schools in this area. They need me to write a statement, I'll do it. You leave God wanted us next to sex offenders out of it.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.